Now listen to part of a lecture in an animal science class.
We've been talking about social cooperation in animals, the way animals interact with each other, how they cooperate socially. Now, we can see this at work in terms of how animals feed. Cooperation benefits their feeding behavior. In certain species of animals, social cooperation enables the animals to feed more efficiently or effectively than they would be able to do if each animal were acting alone. Take deer. Deer feed in groups. Feeding is a social behavior for deer. By feeding in a group, deer can eat more productively. Why? Well, one deer eating alone has to remain constantly alert for attack by predators, watching out for, like, mountain lions or bears. This slows down feeding. A deer can't feed as well if it keeps looking around for predators while it's eating. But in a group, eating is more efficient. There's better protection from enemies. The deer take turns watching out for predators, one deer watching while the rest of the herd eats, and then a different deer takes a turn watching. And so the group of deer can concentrate more on eating. Their feeding is more successful because of cooperation. Now, social cooperation also helps honeybees. Honeybees are very social animals. They live together in their hives. But for them, social cooperation means transferring key information about where food can be found. Say a honeybee is out looking for food and finds a good source of nectar, the food it obtains from flowers. Well, that bee will return to the hive and share information about the location of the food source with the other bees. How? By doing a special dance. Really, the dance is just a series of repetitive body movements that tells the other bees the direction of the nectar and its distance from the hive. So, through social cooperation, in this case, by sharing information, all the members of the hive benefit from the one bee's discovery, and the group as a whole finds food and eats more effectively.